could just turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'll just be a couple minutes. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord. Verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hidden to them that are lost. I came up earlier today with an acronym for gospel. God offers sinning people everlasting life. Now, what this verse is saying is, we can be Christians, but if we're not, we hide our Christianity for different reasons, rejection. I know it's hard at work, where you don't want to live up to your faith, because you know people will just reject you and make fun of you. And it's tough, but we need to be standing up for God and for the gospel that we have received through mercy. And so I've got verses for every word in the acronym, and I just want to apply them to how they fit in. John chapter 1. First word is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him is life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. God has been from the beginning. We can't comprehend how far back and how far He will extend. He is everlasting. And that's just a word that we can't fathom. And in Him is life, says in verse 4. He wants to give all men life, but men just reject Him. They don't want life, is what they say. But I find it hard to believe that no one would want life. The second word is offers. If we could just turn to Romans 5, verse 15. I'm going to start at the beginning and then I'll jump down after the first period to the middle there. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. The gift of God is free. It doesn't cost anything. We just need to accept what He's offered. He offers it, but He just asks that we honor Him and accept Him, accept His Son. And when His Son came to earth, men rejected Him, and they didn't accept His free gift that He was offering. And people will hear the word, they'll say, oh, I'm not good enough, I can't, it's too much, couldn't do that for me. I'm a sinner. But He offers it. It's a free gift. The third word is sinning. Romans 3:23, we all know, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Mm-hmm. We've all sinned. We all need the gospel. None of us is good enough in our own to to make our way to heaven. Mm. People think we can get there by works, and that good justifies bad. No, we're all sinners. We cannot make it to heaven. Heaven is a perfect place. No sin can ever go there, and we've all sinned. Mm. The fourth word is people. If we could just turn to Jonah chapter 1. We all know the story of Jonah, how he was running away from God and hiding. And verse 8 says, they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause is this evil upon us? What is thy occupation? From and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? Now this is talking about like where he was from. But the way we live our lives should show where we're from. We're from the family of God. We need to act like that. We need to stand up when things aren't right, when there's an opportunity to give the gospel. Stand up against what's wrong. And also to shun that, which is wrong. Not associate, but to teach those who are doing the wrong that this is wrong. The next word is everlasting. We all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If we accept the free gift that God offers to all people, and all people are sinners, we will have that everlasting life and be with him forever, and then we will comprehend what forever is like. To be in hell is eternal death, and not a place where we'd want our friends, our co-workers, anyone that we know. We don't want people to die. We want people to have everlasting life, not everlasting death. And we need to preach to everyone that we know and everyone we don't know. We just need to be out there, being lights for him.